Luckily for us, we live in Berkeley, California, where you can find black women doctors. Yeah, Berkeley, yeah, yeah. Yeah, is that for Berkeley or for black women doctors? I know that's fine. Yeah, yeah. Berkeley is like a sleepy college town, and I like living there because it's got all the stuff because it's a college town, but it's also a place to relax. At least it was that until the election kicked up into high gear, and then it became this place that, like, every few weeks the alt-right would show up and start fights in the streets of Berkeley. If you don't know about the alt-right, I'm sure most of you do, but if for anybody who's here who doesn't know, let me explain. The alt-right is a bunch of white dudes who, how do I explain this? They wish they were a little bit taller. They wish they were ballers. If they had a girl, they would call her. That's the best way to, yeah, that's the best way to explain it. That's what it boils down to, if I had to bottom line it. So every few weeks, the alt-right would show up in Berkeley and start fights, and people in the media, which is hard for me because I work in the media, would be like, Berkeley versus the alt-right. Berkeley is fighting the alt-right in the streets. Look at Berkeley fighting with the... I was like, I live in Berkeley. Berkeley is not fighting the alt-right in the streets. Now, here's how it works. The alt-right puts out flyers, and they get online, and they create graphics and tweet and Facebook about that they're going to have a fight in Berkeley on, like, a Saturday. And then what happens is that in the surrounding area of Berkeley, people who like to fight are like, do you want to fight in Berkeley this weekend? Sure, I'd like to fight this weekend. What's it about? I don't give a shit. I just want to hit somebody, yeah. And they show up and they fight in the streets. And then the media goes, Berkeley versus the alt-right. The alt-right is fighting in the streets. It's like, no, it's not Berkeley. Do you know how it affected the residents of Berkeley when the alt-right showed up the first time? This is how the residents of Berkeley were affected. It canceled the farmer's market. That's how Berkeley was affected. There was white women in yoga pants standing at the fight going, this is bullshit! How the fuck am I supposed to get my kale, all right? What, am I supposed to get it from Whole Foods like I'm a goddamn refugee? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Like I'm Somali? Is that what you want me to do? Carrying yoga mats wrapped in plastic, never been used. So then, yeah, the media's like, it's Berkeley versus the alt-right. And then what happens is that all these D-list right-wing celebrities showed up in Berkeley to take advantage of the moment so they could get some press. And so then you got, like, Ann Coulter and Milo Yiannopoulos showing up, and they had speeches at Berkeley, but they didn't give the speeches because when they showed up, the alt-right showed up, and there's fights in the streets, and the police were like, we can't have this. This is not safe for our students. We're like, I gotta get to class. So their speeches were canceled, and then Ann Coulter and Milo Yiannopoulos and all the people on the right are like, Berkeley is anti-free speech. Berkeley doesn't like free speech. No, I live in Berkeley. Berkeley is fine with free speech. We love freedom of expression. We're anti-bullshit, all right? We're not down with bullshit. Berkeley, we're fans of free speech. We don't have to agree with what you say or what you do. There's a naked guy who for years just walked around Berkeley. And everybody's like, there's the naked guy, anyway. And different people from different sides of the political aisle and the culture were like, fine with it. There'd be women in burkas with their kids going to school. Honey, the naked guy needs to get to work. We have to get out of his way. They're not mad. He's like, I gotta be naked in the park by 10:30, huh? Berkeley's like, yeah, as long as you don't get any nakedness on me, have at it. That's kind of Berkeley's thing. We're not anti-free speech. We're anti-bullshit, man, you know? And that's why I hate the fake argument about free speech. No, you have the freedom of speech, but what you don't have is the freedom of consequences from that speech. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You can say whatever you want to say. Whatever you want to say. But if your free speech causes riots, you have to deal with the consequences of that. If everywhere you go, people riot after you speak, guess what? You got to deal with that. If everywhere I did comedy, a riot broke out, we wouldn't be here right now. We'd be on YouTube with this. There'd be many less people here because they wouldn't want to get caught up in a riot. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I'll give you an example of being responsible for your free speech. For years, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan used to travel the country giving speeches. Many people thought it was hate speech. But what did the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan do? He traveled with security. So when he gave a speech, the Fruit of Islam would be outside, wanding people on the way in. They would line the walls. They'd be behind him on the stage. So the Minister Farrakhan felt safe. So the audience felt safe. So the surrounding community felt safe. Because he understood he had to deal with the consequences of his free speech. So what I'm saying is, Ann Coulter and Milo Yiannopoulos, if you want to walk around spewing hate speech, then hire the Nation of Islam. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And if you do, then please let me film it for my next TV show. I wouldn't even have to be in it. I would just put Ann Coulter and Milo Yiannopoulos in a 15 passenger van with the Nation of Islam, just driving around the country. The sexual tension would be amazing.
Watch W. Kamau Bell's stand-up special only on Netflix.